For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I did want to revisit the Harvey Weinstein forcing a lady to watch him shower, because there are probably ladies out there who've received requests from powerful men to watch them do weird things.
Even non-powerful men.
You know what it would be for me, and this would be on the same wavelength of Harvey Weinstein forcing a woman to watch him shower. Obviously, you'd have to pay a hooker to do that, and once you pay her like $250 an hour, she's probably going to do whatever you want. If I were into the power thing, if I were into putting a woman in a very uncomfortable situation knowing that she was suffering for an hour, I would force a woman to watch me eat a Publix rotisserie chicken. The most savage, disgusting sight that she will ever have to endure in her entire life is me ripping a lemon pepper rotisserie chicken from its carcass in front of her from Publix.
I bet that stuff along those lines happens. That's actually not that bad.
Oh, it's bad.
No, I mean, compared to what you could ask.
Well, you do have the guys that there's you know, porno women out there who do the webcam shows, and guys pay them and send them food, and they just eat.
Right, like Tiffany.
Yeah, like Tiffany Cushenberry. Like, guys will say, hey, I'll send you all this money if you eat these pies for me and send me the video.
I would be into watching hot chicks eat things that they shouldn't eat.
Same.
Yeah.
Naughty things.
The stuff you know they don't eat in a million years.
But not like 600-pound girls.
No, I don't. I mean, I know they eat it.
If you guys just don't pounce on me when I bring up this example, when I worked on the Morning X, we had a fetish model come in, and I don't know, maybe it was a foot thing, but then people started requesting pictures of Danielle's arches. Because these perverts are so into feet, they go, right, let me see your arches.
So these perverts, yeah.
So did you get your pics, or?
These perverts.
Guys, are. I'm just contributing to the break. This is not about me.
It is. Right. It always is.
It's not.
So there's a difference in a foot pervert and a foot enthusiast. Or someone that appreciates foot in a tasteful way.
I don't think I'm any of those.
You're none of those.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I don't think so.
I thought you were a guy who appreciated a foot in a tasteful way. Right.
A nice foot.
Especially the way it feels against your sleek wiener.
FJ.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling it sleek. Like I've said before, I think women look sexy when they're wearing high heels. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the feet. I don't suckle upon the toes.
You don't suckle them, but you'll bang a foot if it's there.
Drew, I've been off the feet with stuff for years, man.
I mean, if you put a pair of feet in front of the three of us, four of us, you're going to be the first one to run over and bang them.
I can appreciate them, but I'm not banging them.
Me either.
Right,
yeah.
Well, I'm not. You know, what are you showing me?
Nothing.
Those are nice shoes.
All women have feet.
Yeah, all women have. But I'm not seeking out the feet. I'm just saying that guys request weird things from women, including pictures of their arches.
Sure.
So they're very odd.
No doubt.
So how are Danielle's arches?
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
I don't know.
You know.
No, I don't know.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I don't know anything about the foot outside of, you know, how the toes look when they're painted.
And how do they look when they're painted?
Any toes or a particular set of toes?
Danielle's.
I haven't seen her toes, Drew. Okay. It's been a while.
Drew Grabo Live, who's this?
Hey, I like toes too, but I don't want to touch them. Just look
at
them.
Hold on one second. Is this really Trucker Seth
again? Not
again.
What about our policy?
No. I just wanted to listen.
He just doesn't get it.
No, he really doesn't get it. Like, how does this guy not get it? We didn't want to talk to him once per show.
How could you possibly not be excited about Star Wars? Who's Rey's parents? Who is Snoke? Will she go to the dark side? I mean, will Kylo Ren kill his mother? Aren't you excited to find out these things?
God, I hate him so much.
Are you not?
I'm not.
No, you don't.
I'm not excited.
You're not excited to find out who Ray's parents are.
Not in the least.
I mean, you already know who Ray's parents are.
Yeah, I don't care who Ray's parents are.
I think it's Han and Leia, because who else could it be?
Who else could it be, right?
Snoke?
Yeah, we don't
who
care. I don't care. You make me care less about this franchise, and I already did.
Just because I say I like Star Wars now, you don't like Star Wars.
Well, no, you don't have that kind of power over me, but I already didn't like Star Wars, and the fact that you do like Star Wars makes me want to separate from
you're
you
right.
as much as possible.
You're right. You don't like Star Wars. You love Star Wars, and it's always been in your heart. When you were a little kid and you watched those Ewoks, it made you smile. Don't lie.
Trucker Seth, how's the podcast coming along?
It's not. Oh. I've been working 6 to 7 days a week, so it's not happening.
All right. Well, work harder on the podcast and less hard on calling us. Like, anytime you think about calling us, take that creative energy and put it into your podcast that no one's going to listen to. Because fewer people should listen to your voice. And when you call us, more people have to listen to your voice. You see what
why
I'm getting at?
But you see where I'm going with that.
Thank you. What's up, AJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's good?
So I was talking. I was listening to y'all about the fetish. I got a good one for you guys.
Right then.
So I got a girlfriend who's pretty attractive. She gets paid to go on webcasts, and guys tell her what to do.
Okay.
This dude told her to tell him to drop his wiener in a bottle of Coke, and for him to drink it. And he paid her $500 just to watch him drink the soda and
hold
to
on.
Tell him to drink the soda.
Hold on. I got to work my way through this one.
He's so proud of his girl.
Watch the language. All right, so hold on one second. So your girlfriend told you that there's a dude who paid your girlfriend online so that your girlfriend would watch the guy dip his wang into his own Coca-Cola and then drink
it.
And he paid her to watch.
Yes. Yes. Not my girlfriend, but a girl I know.
Sure.
And I saw the cash. So crazy.
Yeah.
I was just putting my 2 cents in.
Thank
Y'all
you,
hilarious.
Man. Thank
I appreciate
you, man.
It.
Appreciate the call, dude. Thank you.
You ever do that like around the house? Like with your significant other?
Like put my D in my Coke?
No,
I mean I don't have a significant other.
Or like, are we talking a can or
no?
A
no, I'm talking about like specifically, hypothetically, this past weekend, like a nice warm cup of coffee on the nightstand, and then you deem up
the coffee.
You just walk over and you like dip the tip in there.
Dip the tip.
It's like a little joke.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Do you own coffee or somebody else's? Yeah. Coffee?
No. Her coffee.
Do you let her see you do this?
Preferably.
Or? Oh, okay.
What you should do is take a picture of yourself demopping the coffee.
Oh, and then she drinks it.
And then she drinks the coffee and go, hey, can you look at this picture real quick?
Well, you say demopping. That makes it sound like a derogatory term.
Well, you can demop with love.
And you're doing this with hot coffee.
It's more of a dip. Oh, it's nice.
John, seriously, you dropped your ding-a-ling in a beverage of your girlfriend? Did that really happen?
I mean, you just did it as a joke.
It was a joke, yeah. Like, I was in my robe, and she was sitting on the couch, and she had her coffee sitting on the little nightstand.
She should
table.
Know that when she leaves coffee sitting around the house, that John's going to find a way for his wiener to get into it.
Dude, you're sick. Do you want to do that Coke bit on the air tomorrow, John?
Who's drinking the Coke?
You're
I'll dip my wiener in it. You drink my wiener Coke.
We have D-word roulette, where one person dips it and three people play for the right to not drink it.
How about I dip it and then somebody can come up here and win Halloween Horror Nights tickets and drink it?
How about you dip it and then we bring people up here to watch you drink it?
No, I don't want to drink it.
Why not? What is yours?
I mean, it is mine. I'd like there to.
That would replicate the phone call experience.
John, you have owned the dong market. Nobody in Tampa Bay has claimed ownership to the dongs like you have.
You slay it, dude.
I appreciate that.
You got the dong, man.
Yeah. You're on that dong hustle.
It's time to bring it home.
That's an honor.
Can't really mess with that.
King dong.
I would prefer not to do that.
King dong.
I mean, I'll dip it. I'll dip it in anything you want.
I would drink my own demopped Coke. Why wouldn't you?
Well, then let's do it together.
All right. Go get us a couple of Coca-Colas tomorrow, and we'll both demop our Cokes, and we'll drink our own demop Coke.
Why?
Can we call it something else, though, other than a demop?
Yeah, you seem to have a problem with that terminology.
Yeah.
Would you like to just change the nomenclature?
Yeah, I don't have anything
dip
right
yet. Dip the tip?
Yeah.
All right.
Dip the tip.
Do a little game of dip the tip.
Yep.
We just dip the tip in a glass of Coca-Cola. Can it be RC? I really don't like Coca-Cola.
I was going to say, Sprite won't work, right?
No.
So Kevin and I have to be judges. So who makes sure Drew does the dipping and who makes sure John does the dipping?
It's an honor system.
I believe, I trust.
There's no honor when you're dipping in Coke.
What if we both dip and then we swap Cokes?
I'd do it.
Me too, man.
It's a real, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Nothing like the real thing, baby.
He is so horny when we start talking about dogs.
I'm not horny. I'm just having
a
conversation.
Yeah, you are, John.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun day.
Well, your girlfriend was mad because you stripped down with the Aussies yesterday, and now she's going to embrace you dipping in the Coke.
Yeah, dip the tip. Drew Grab Alive, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
So I have a weird, not something that somebody wanted me to watch them do, but you. He wanted to watch me do something kind of strange, creepy.
Something similar. And by the way, the reason we're talking about that is because we're obviously that horrible Harvey Weinstein who forced women to endure sexual harassment, sometimes sexual abuse. There's a lady who said that she was forced to watch him shower. He groped her boob. It's all gross. What kind of weird things are you getting into?
This guy that I was dating many, many years ago, who was actually a sheriff for the town that I lived in, used to like me watch and change my tampon.
Okay, all right. Whoa. Hold the phone.
Hold on.
Whoa.
You knew you were going to get
clean.
Whoa. Well, I mean, you kept it clean, but still.
Not really.
I know. Isn't that creepy?
So how did that come up? He said, and please don't repeat anything you just said. Whoa.
He just wanted to make sure that we would get together during that time of the month and watch me on the toilet.
All right, I know you said all that. Did you ever question him on that? Like, say, why do you want to watch me do that at that particular time of the month?
Yeah, it was just something that turned him on. Needless to say, we didn't date for very long. There was other weird, strange things about him, it was just weird, right?
Sure, yeah, no, that is kind of weird. Seth, a question for this young lady.
Did you do that for him, what he requested?
Yeah, once or twice, and then it just got to be too weird. I'm like, there was other weird things that I was just uncomfortable about.
It got to be.
Got to be too weird. Once or twice they did it. This is really too weird. So crazy.
Wow.
Man, alive.
Congrats.
All of a sudden, dip the tip doesn't seem that weird.
Glad you made it through that.
Thanks for the perspective check.
Exactly.
All right, well, have yourself a great night, and thank you very much for calling the show today, you weirdo.
Thanks.
It's not her fault. We're the weird ones.
Yeah.
Well, she did it, though. This stuff would stop if she would have said no. Yeah,
she's an enabler.
Yeah, but she says, hey, I'm dating this hot sheriff. I don't want to be alone forever. I'm going to do what he wants me to do.
They literally couldn't ask her to do anything more disgusting.
No, that was horrific.
That's as repulsive as it gets.
Yeah.
So dip the tip wouldn't be that bad.
Just think if that's what you needed to make you happy.
You got to be good.
There's nowhere
place.
To go from there.
No, there's not.
And he's a law enforcement officer?
Yeah.
You want a guy like that on the streets?
No. No, I don't.
Victimless crime.
Yeah, right. I'm the victim. I heard it.
I know. Watch me shower.
I'm not eating dinner tonight.
Oh, man. Some weird stuff out there.
John's turned on. What else is new?
Kind of sexy. 727-579-1025. Once again, it is World Mental Health Day. So, you know, it's okay to be not okay. Just talk to somebody if you need to. It's the enduring message of today's show.
Hell of a segue into that. I think we all need to talk to somebody after that phone call. Yeah.
So we take a little. We bring a little Coca-Cola tomorrow, and we do a little dip the tip. I'll practice tonight.
I mean, it's just, Drew, you don't need to do it, man. You don't need to do it.
This is what's going to happen. It's going to be me, you making me think that we're both going to do it, and then I'm just going to be the only one who does it.
Yeah, John. Yeah, John needs to do it tomorrow. Because if you're doing that to your girlfriend, you need to do it to yourself.
For sure. Drew Grubb Alive, hello.
Hey, I just wanted to offer a name for your little thing that you guys are just talking about.
Go on.
You could call it either Teabag the Tip or Dunkin' the D.
A D dunk. That's not bad.
Drew Grubb Alive, it's bad. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Mickey Mouse?
Oh, Big Grand Fallen. Oh, I really miss you, though.
Thank you for that, sir. I do, or ma'am, I do appreciate that very much.
I was very disappointed that there were no more stories about that guy coming out today. Normally, you get the second wave of stories about the guy. You get his whole backstory. I saw he owes the IRS some money, but that's nothing.
I know. I thought we'd find out a lot more about him.
It looks like it's over.
Yeah. Like, it might be as simple as he did coke before an offensive line meeting, and then they got blackmailed or whatever, and that's it. It's kind of sad. Drew Grubb Alive.
Hey, I just I missed a little bit of this talking today. Was there a celebrity that just passed away that you guys were talking about?
No. We're just on the tail end of the Harvey Weinstein story, but he forced a lady to watch him shower. He groped her boob 10 times. Then
But
no celebrities, as far as we know, have passed today yet, sir.
All right, thanks.
Is there anybody you want to pass away?
Oh.
Was this conversation lending itself to a celebrity passing?
Sounds like we could have been memorializing someone. Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I got a comment about the woman that had the little fetish thing with the sheriff.
Sure.
Sounds like she wanted a relationship with no strings attached.
Oh,
you know?
Jesus. Come on, get out of here with your nonsense, sir. Get the hell out of here. What's up, Pam?
Hi, Drew. I just want to tell you I love your show, and I have never in my life laughed out loud in major traffic on US 19 in my entire life until I heard that segment. That was hilarious.
What, the dip the tip segment?
No, the one where the lady called, what she had to do. Oh, my goodness. You guys' responses was priceless.
Oh, any guys ever make you do anything weird or ask you to watch them do anything weird or anything like that?
I'm so sorry, but nothing would ever top that.
No.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, we dumped a lot of that, too.
I know. We took a lot of it out off
so
the air.
So she's still, whoa.
Ugh, you got the edited
you're
version.
Kidding me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
You got the edited version. We got the unedited. That's why we're so shell-shocked about this, is because we had to hear the unedited version. It was kind of gross.
Oh, my gosh. I'm on 19, and traffic's horrible, and I was crying. I was laughing so hard just at your responses. It was, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
It was made by night, so it was hilarious.
Appreciate it. Darla, it's very sweet of you. Have yourself a good night, all right? Thank you. I don't know why anybody would like our reactions to that. Andrea.
Hi, Drew. How you doing?
What's up, baby?
Nothing, honey. How you doing?
I'm real good. What's up?
Oh, well, I was just commenting on things that people do that are very strange and they want people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of make my living on the phone speaking to gentlemen that call.
Guys still do phone sex?
They're not gentlemen.
All right, I have a perv that calls me up nightly that wants to hear me sit on a toilet and strain to take a...
Okay, whoa.
Men just want to get in the ladies' bathroom.
So hold on one second. So,
no, but this makes him happy, and I don't understand.
So wait a minute. He derives pleasure from hearing you strain to go to the bathroom?
Well, I'm not, but yes.
I mean, yeah, you're faking, obviously, but like, can you make a, can you give me your best strain noises? I'm going to see if it does something for me.
Oh, maybe are you serious?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, oh, we got
that. I get paid for my voice, but I'll do it. Okay.
Thank you. Strain for me.
Cut us off a piece.
Yeah, you got to pee, don't you? Oh, yeah, you got to go so bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, his name is Murphy.
Yeah.
Oh, Murphy. Oh. Oh, yeah, Murphy.
Oh. Are you in a call center?
I think she's in a call center. I think there's a lot of other ladies talking to some guys who are whacking their puds right now.
Are you in the strain room?
No. No, in a few minutes I'm going to be logging on and getting the phone. Yeah, so.
She's in the break room, I think.
Hey, it's me, Murphy. You want some fiber gummies?
You seem kind of backed up.
Hey, do you ever get legitimately worked up when you're doing this job?
Be honest.
I've got one or two calls that they're legit that do turn me on, yes.
What does a guy have to do to turn you on? Because I'm a guy who likes to turn women on. What kind of things do I have to do that are legit going to turn you on, that are really going to get the juices flowing, so to speak?
Well, first, your voice does it, and I think you could make a living out of this. You could get on that 800 number and start stealing some calls.
Yeah.
But it's somebody that sounds well-respected, and you can tell that he's not a swab inside of a laying in a ditch somewhere. And
that's me.
No, that's not me.
I'm not laying in a ditch somewhere. I'm totally well-respected. Okay. But, like, what kind of things could he say to you? Like, do you like your hair pulled? Do you like your, what do you like? You like your uvula tickled?
Well, I definitely like my hair pulled. Yeah. And when they ask how I like it, I tell them.
How do you like it?
One of my, you know, four-legged friends.
Oh. Yeah, you want to do it with the pony? Yeah, it's hot. It's sexy. We're going to do it with the pony, baby.
Me, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Me, you, and a Shetland pony. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But then, strain to people. And then he just asks, you know, do you like it, you know, on top, on bottom, from the side? Can my roommate watch? Anything, as long as you roll with it and
can my roommate
make it believable
watch?
And you sound right.
Hey, with the straining guy, just a quick question. When you know that Murphy the strainer is going to call in, do you have that pre-planned, or do you write the date down in your calendar?
No, I keep a book, a binder that I write everything down, and I know right about that time of night when he's going to call. And I've got a regular that calls me every Thursday at 5 o'clock from Toronto, and he calls me in traffic, and he says Mercedes, and he's
it's not a Mercedes, it's
himself
a Hyundai.
In traffic.
It's a Hyundai. Seth, a question for the straining lady.
How much do you make per straining call?
Mm.
He usually keeps me on the phone for about 30 minutes. And oh my God! You just got me.
What happened? What?
I do. I keep it. No, I just heard you say Murphy the Strainer on the radio. But yeah, I know roughly when certain guys are going to call and when to log in.
How much?
How much?
They pay up to $10 a minute to the company.
What?
To the company. I get about half of it. To the company that pays
the
up.
Company's the pimp.
$10 a minute.
So she gets $150 for a 30-minute call then.
Jeez. Pretty sweet gig if you can get it, right?
I'm not good, baby.
So do you make these calls from like a business or do you do it from home?
Oh, I work from my house. I'm laying out by my pool right now.
Oh my God. So you talk to guys while they're whacking around while you're sitting out by your pool? That is so awesome.
It's the best job in the world.
How often are you actually touching yourself?
I told you this. One or two guys that really get me going. One or two guys.
Do you find, and feel free to tell me if this is none of my business, merely try to please all my female listeners, especially you. Do you find that when you're not working, sometimes like you'd like to be the young lady calling a phone sex service where a guy would want to talk to you about your needs and, you know, for free, he would probably take care of you a couple times a month?
No, I kind of like my end of the deal. Oh. I like being the one on the other end of the phone that pulls all the chains.
Oh, you like to pull my chains, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what about our chains? I'm on the line, too.
Get in line, baby.
Whoa.
Get in line.
Whoa.
Choo-choo.
That's my roommate. Can he watch? Let me hear you strain to pee.
If you want to, you can watch.
All right.
Yeah, what about John?
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. That's my purr voice.
Gross. Listen, Andre, you're a delight. Don't be such a stranger. Call sometime, and you got to wonder what this girl looks like. I mean,
who cares?
That's true.
You want to know?
Yeah.
I'm 5'2". I weigh 105 pounds. I've got long, blonde hair, dark green eyes. Mm-hmm. I'm a 36D. 24, and my hips are 32.
Okay. So we're not paying. Tell us what you really look
like.
Yeah,
that's what
honey.
She says. Yeah, yeah.
That's what you look like.
I'm
when
riding
I'm paying
in a Mercedes
bucks
right now.
No.
I'm Harvey Weinstein.
For real.
Okay. Sure. All right. Yeah, no, I believe you. But listen, thank you for spending time with us today. I bet you're really good at what you do because, you know, you got us all aroused over here is what I'm saying.
Mm. Oh, I'm glad.
You got most of us aroused over here. But don't be a stranger and call back sometime, okay?
All right, baby. My pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you can always speak on my behalf, but not on my arousal's behalf. We are not aroused over here.
Sorry.
That's a pretty good hustle she's got going.
Yeah, they used to get me, those phone sex ladies.
I didn't know they were still going.
Oh, they used
you
to get
did
me.
You hosted the gay sex phone line, didn't you?
What?
I didn't. I'll tell you when we get back about the job I almost took.
Oh, wow. You did a few test calls, though.
Oh, wow.
The job I almost took when I was out of radio that was... Okay. That was along those lines, yes.
Can we get a sample?
When we come back. Tuesday, Cornhole at Biff Burger, every Tuesday night, sponsored by Fran Hosch. Wednesday, of course, it's Fran Hosch Bike Night at Quaker Steak and Lube, the biggest and baddest bike night in town, every Wednesday night with live music starting at 6. Quaker Steak and Lube Bike Night just got a lot better. Stop by every bike night and sign up for a chance to win a Harley Davidson Sportster 1200. That's donated by the Fran Hosch Law Group and Burt's Barracuda. Thursday night, Full Throttle Thursdays at Newport Richey Harley-Davidson. That's the second Thursday of every month. Then this weekend, you got Biff Burger Bike Night in Pinellas Park every Saturday night. Food and drink specials start at 6. Full Throttle Fest at Harley-Davidson Newport Richey Friday through Sunday. A free event with concert vendors, bikini bike wash, 10-class bike show, and more. And then mark your calendars now for the Law Offices of Fran Hosch. It's going to be the 9th annual food drive, November 3rd from noon to 6 p.m. Food donations are going to benefit the Feast Food Pantry in Palm Harbor, and 102.5 The Bone will be on.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.